carefully.
Coquitlam RCMP are looking for Mayderoo's 8-year-old Sophia, 9-year-old, reported missing yesterday. Just before 2 p.m. yesterday, Coquitlam RCMP reported a potential abduction through Birchland Elementary School in Port Coquitlam. It is believed that April and the children are possibly in the lower mainland of BC or heading towards the Fraser Valley. There is now reasonable concern of the safety of the children. No license plate has been provided. They were last seen near Fraser Avenue and Larch Way in Coquitlam. Mado or Teo, described as 5 feet tall with brown hair, blue eyes. His sister, 9, also brown hair and blue eyes. Their mother, 36-year-old, was last seen possibly wearing a nylon green jacket and jeans.
If you have any information about this Amber Alert, act now. Call 911.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in 5 words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR.
Like a sun.
good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program tonight was a little bit of dreamy pop from 4AD Records and the brand new, well, a few months ago, I guess, brand new release from Methyl Ethyl. They got an album out called O Inhuman Spectacle, and you heard the opening track called E-Day Fixe, and it's really kind of channeled through that 4AD pop sound. We've got a pretty mixed variety of tracks to start off the program tonight. To start it off, we're going to hear a little bit more kind of lighter stuff, and then move into some pretty punk and post-punk stuff in the middle, and then later towards the end, we'll get to some electronic music. So hope you enjoy the next hour. To start off the program, we're going to hear the supergroup album from K-Slang Veers, and that's the collaboration between Nico Casey, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. They put out a self-titled release on Anti Records a few months ago. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called Greens of June. And most of these kind of supergroup albums, they tend to be kind of mixed. Oftentimes it's just a collaboration, and logistics of practicing and can be quite difficult for largely established artists, and these are some definitely largely established artists, but this album proved me my skeptical self wrong, as the album is fantastic. Looking forward to playing some more stuff later on, but I think I played one track a month or two ago. Anyways, you might be hearing some more from it in the coming weeks. After K-Slang Veers, you're gonna hear something from kind of a almost jazzy folk singer, well, not folky, but just more kind of jazzy pop, and that's Charlotte Day Wilson. She's based out of Toronto, and she has a new EP out called CDW, and it's a 6-track deal that's put out. I think it's a self-titled or self-released deal, but it was put out in part due to a Factor grant. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called Work, and then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from K-Slang Veers, followed by Charlotte Day Wilson.
Everything's changed. take a bit of work. Oh, work. Now that you're here. Whoa, work. 'Cause people come and go, but I think you should know that I think this will work. Take a little time, but with you by my side, I won't let go till I've got what's mine. 'Cause people come and go,
musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 rad bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out. Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there'll be fun facts for beers.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Sixtant Press, Silver Fox Postery, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come out this week, November 8th, to see Yeast, Jerk in the Can, and Jericho.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Head to our website, citr.ca, and you can check out podcasts, recent playlists, and current schedule, and all kinds of stuff, different ways you can get involved. And if you're a UBC student, there's lots of great ways you can help out here at the station. You can really enhance your degree by joining a club such as CITR. You can meet lots of people, you can review music, you can apply to get a radio show, all kinds of different stuff. So definitely head to our website, citr.ca, and find out how you can get involved with this great station. I hope everyone's doing pretty good getting past midterms, I guess it would be, around this time. Anyways, what you just heard in this last set was something from Charlotte Day Wilson, a track off her album called CDW, or it's an EP, I should say, and you heard the track called Work. Before that, Case Lang Veers with a track called Greens of June off the self-titled album, collaboration between Nico Casey, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers, and it really has a really great mix of their styles. Some songs kind of venture towards a real traditional country sound, and some mix get moved into a little bit more kind of folky and singer-songwriter type stuff. Really, really great album that was released on Anti Records. So up next, we're going to take a shift and get into some kind of angry post-punk from the UK. And the first of which is something from Sleaford Mods. They have a new EP out called TCR, which is put out, I think it's a self-titled deal, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Anyway, it's a 5-track EP. And if you're not familiar, Sleaford Mods, they're a duo, and they're fronted by a guy named Jason Williamson, who's a really kind of cantankerous curmudgeon style that has a really very angry ranting style, similar to Marquis Smith of the Fall, or even the guy from Future of the Left named Andrew Fulquis. They have kind of a mix in a lot of English slang, so a lot of the stuff I'm not really quite sure what they're referring to, but the track that you're going to hear is something called You're a Not She'd. Not sure what that is, but I'll have to check it out. I hear all kinds of different slang in a lot of the Sleaford Mods album, so not quite familiar with some of it. Anyways, you can hear something off the TCR EP, and then after that you can hear something from Future of the Left, and they have an EP, or they have an album released this year called The Peace and Truce of Future of the Left, and you can hear a track off of it called In a Former Life. And if you're not familiar, these guys are been around for the past almost a decade, I think, and is previously made up of a group called McCluskey. They put out a few albums out that were recorded with Steve Albini, but then unfortunately they broke up, and Future of the Left started from the ashes of that group. This is put out on the Prescriptions record label, which is I think it's a self-titled release, and they put this out through crowdfunding. I think that one and the previous one might have been put out through crowdfunding, because they were previously out on the Two Pure record label, and what else were they on? A couple different labels. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, right here on CHR 101.9 FM. This is something from Sleaford Mods, followed by Future to Left, right here on CITR. This is a track called You're Not She'd.
You're a not said, yeah. You're a not said, yeah. Nice little nooks and crannies in the wood for the nice little mums and daddies. Daddy's sauce, what you doing next year? Some folk, your course. You caught cold down near the river, cutting words into leaves, so clever. And you kiss our servants, still fear the wrath of a don't make me laugh, getting sucky in that. Very clever, mans of it, and kids acting like they got it. He asked me if I knew who Hendrix was, and then Ian Brown. I'm like, you're taking the fucking piss out of me, man. Lingo like nonsense, all that, from the floppy-haired beautiful baggies that got employed. Deploy the twat, why not? It's what I come for. Big fingers up, lab bands are fucking dead, you cunt. Do you wanna get mugged by a man like that? Do you wanna be told by tools like that? I'm never wrong, so tell me where. I'm never wrong, so tell me where. I'm never wrong, so tell me where. You're a not said, yeah. You're a not said, yeah.
I heard that the band just laughed at your big hooks from the Opal Amateur. End of the night in the club's fucking liar. All the bands you signed are fucking dire. Motown wanker, deluded, going off the back of the bugle you did. Soho Nose, Strike and Pose, Toe Rag Vogue, above the jazz club, the stairs creaked in pairs. I don't see what you see, wannabe party. I banged your gear and laughed at your stale tears. The posters laugh, you ain't fucking T-Rex. He's dead, you twat, so is Otis. Funny how once you through the door, the majority just turn into pork holes. All chest and lab walks, big gear and catwalks. Your face got puked, this streak of fortune looped and looped until you spunked up and screamed at the sky. I can't believe I got signed. Do you wanna get mugged by a man like that? Do you wanna be told by tools like that? I'm never wrong, so tell me where. I'm never wrong, so tell me where. I'm never wrong, so tell me where. You're a not said yeah. You're a not said yeah. Bit shy, bit fucking not available. Instant the idea that he might be unstable. But ain't, he's a crowd monkey ripping you off, mate. Quite awkward, quite English and custard. You rhubarb fucking shocker. You got a team, haven't you, you wanker? Shuffle to Atlantic Soul and claim it's where you feel at home, you fucking white twat. Get sniffed and tap the air like it's an IAT. Big lines, big fucking everything all the time. Head nods, even when the tunes stop. Do you wanna get mugged by a man like that? Do you wanna be told by tools like that? I'm never wrong, so tell me where. I'm never wrong, so tell me where. I'm never wrong, so tell me where. You're a not said yeah. I'm never wrong, so tell me where. I'm never wrong, so tell me where. I'm never wrong, so tell me where. You're a not said yeah. You're a not said yeah. You're a not said yeah. You're a not said yeah.
In a former life, he was Prince Paul's Pekingese. Spent all his days tearing the leather from lounge chairs. In a former life, he was Queen Anne's gigolo. Before he was stored. In a former life, he was Ron Perlman's gas tank. Till he leaked all over the morning. In a former life.
In a former life. In a former life.
Everyone was a performer.
In a former life.
In a former life.
In a former life.
Nobody was a container.
Yeah.
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from the brand new Future of the Left album. It's called The Peace and Truths of Future of the Left, and you heard the track called In a Former Life. And before that, you heard something from brand new Sleaford Mods album, and the EP is called TCR. I think it stands for Total Control Racing, which is the name of one of the tracks. But you heard the track called You're a Knot's Head. And yeah, you're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. We've got about half an hour left on the program, so we'll try to cram in as much as we can before we wrap up. And up next, you're going to hear a punk band out of Glasgow called Anxiety. And they just have a self-titled deal that came out on a record label called La Vida Es Un Mus. Some pretty raw, dirty, aggressive punk music, I guess, is how to explain it. I'm hearing lots of elements of Rudimentary Peni, maybe the Beelines, kind of similar sound to FNU Ronnie's and Abando's. Really, really great stuff. From Anxiety, you're going to hear a track called The Worst. And then after that, you can hear something from FNU Ronnie's. You'll hear a track off of an album called, I think it's called Saddle Up, and you'll hear a track called Valley of the Wastoids. And I'm not sure if they're still doing stuff. I think some of the members of FNU Ronnie's broke up and then started, either they broke up or went stagnant and went onto a project called The Abandos. And I have played those guys a few years ago, so I decided to play something from FNU Ronnie's tonight. After that, you can hear another band that gets a lot of comparison to Anxiety, and that's Rudimentary Peni. You'll hear a track called Night Gaunts off the EPs of RP, which is a collection of EPs from spanning the career of Rudimentary Peni. If you're not familiar, Rudimentary Peni are active from the 80s, and they're fronted by the often strange fellow named Nick Blinko. I think he was actually committed to an asylum a long time ago. Anyways, check out some more stuff from Rudimentary Peni. And the name of the track is called Night Gaunts, which is a reference to H.P. Lovecraft and his story called The Dream Quest of Unknown Kadath. They're these really bizarre creatures that kind of look like a dragon, and they do this really creepy action in that novella where they kind of pick up and just play with the people and drop them, and it's just this really creepy description. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here. Up next, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Anxiety. This track is called The Worst. That was something from Rudimentary Peni, a track called Night Gaunts off the EPs of RP. And prior to that was something from Philadelphia. That was FNU Ronnie's with a pretty noisy track called Valley of the Wastoids. And that was a track taken from the album called Saddle Up. And they have put out some stuff on Load Records, so they're pretty fitting for that noisy record label. Before that, from Glasgow, you heard something from Anxiety with a track called The Worst off the self-titled album. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we'll move into some female-led post-punk. And you'll hear something from Alpha Hopper. Alpha Hopper have a new album out called Last Chance Power Drive. And about a year or so ago, I might have played something off a 7-inch that they had. A couple of those tracks are featured on this album, and you can check it out at alphahopper.bandcamp.com. You can hear a track off of it called Launchpad Blues, and this was put out, I think, on... Let me see where it's put out on. Oh, I actually can't find it out right now. Anyways, they're from Buffalo, New York. After that, you're going to hear a band that I kind of hear sounds of in Alpha Hopper, and that's Mika Miko. You can hear a track off their 2009 album called We Be Zuxa. And you'll hear a track called Wild Boar. And officially, I'm pretty sure they have broken up. They've had scattered projects throughout the years. One recent one is Dunes. They put out something in 2009 that featured a couple members, or one member of Miko Miko. Anyways, after Miko Miko, he'll hear something from Erase Errata with the track off their 2015 album called Lost Weekend. He'll hear a track called Another Reason to Imprison the Free. To Arrest and Imprison the Free, I'm sorry. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Alpha Hopper. His track is called Launchpad Blues.
We'll be right back. 16th year, Media Democracy Days brings together media makers, activists, and educators to celebrate independent media and social change. Media Democracy Days is happening this year at the Central Branch of the Vancouver Public Library on November 15th and 16th. The event includes a community radio takeover of the Inspiration Lab on the 19th, with a full day of hands-on workshops, discussions, and collaboratively determined events. This year's keynote speaker is Ryan McMahon of the Red Man Laughing Podcast. The event is free to attend. Visit 2016.mediademocracydays.ca for a full program.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from Erase Errata with a track off their album called Lost Weekend, and you heard the track called Another Reason to Arrest and Imprison the Free, and this is off a long hiatus. Their previous album came out way back in 2006, and I'm not sure what the reason for the hiatus was, but anyways, I'm glad to have more recent stuff from Erase Errata. Before that, you heard something from Mika Miko with the track off the Weeby Soxa album that came out in 2009, their final album, and you heard the track called Wild Boar. At the very top was brand new stuff from Alpha Hopper with a track called Launchpad Blues off the Last Chance Power Drive album. So we'll take a left turn and get to some kind of experimental stuff in this next set. You can hear something from out of Calgary, a group called Bitter Fictions. I think I played these guys a few weeks ago. They have an EP out called Jettison. Kind of droney ambient stuff, and you'll hear a track off of it called Number 3. Check them out at shakingboxmusic.bandcamp.com. After that, something from the brand new amazing Tanya Tagak album. It's called Retribution, and you'll hear a track off of it called Nacreous. And it features a whole bunch of jazz players and session players. This one features Jesse Zubot, let me see, as well as the Element Choir and Christine Duncan, who is conducting the choir. Anyways, this came out on the Six Shooter record label. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR, this is Bitter Fictions, followed by Tanya Tagak. Vocal music from Tanya Tugak with a track off the album called Retribution. That was Nacreous. Before that, Bitter Fictions with number 3 off Jettison. So I'm going to leave you this evening with some kind of industrial leaning experimental techno, and that's from an artist named Collector. He is the work of a guy named Jason Campbell, and Collector have an album out called Triple Crown. It's the debut, and you'll hear a track called Porcelain Touch. Keep it locked for more great music on CITR, and I'll be back next week with some more great tracks. This is Collector right here on CITR 101.9 FM.